This week, we'll take you all over Africa as part of our series Emerging Cultural Voices. We begin today with Teddy Afro, one of the most popular singers in Ethiopia, though not necessarily popular with the government. Afro is in prison. The case involves the death of a man in a traffic accident, but some believe it's because Afro said too much in his songs. Here's NPR's Gwen Tompkins.
In public, Ethiopians have mastered the art of not saying much. This was true during Emperor Haile Selassie's years on the throne, when life, liberty, and happiness depended on staying in His Majesty's good graces. It was also true during the years of what was called the Derg, a military dictatorship that shot its critics on the street, then forbade family members from publicly mourning their dead. And after nearly 20 years of Ethiopia's current leadership, it's still true today. Tamarat Nagera is the editor of a privately owned weekly newspaper in Addis Ababa. He says many of the government's most vocal critics have landed in jail.
There is a serious self-censorship in Ethiopia, a serious self-censorship. So, I mean, you better know what you're speaking. You better know.
So when someone does open his mouth here, even to sing, everybody pays attention. Teddy Afro is the stage name of Tewodros Kasahun, a 33-year-old reggae singer who has released a handful of recordings. He's a hit at home and among Ethiopians worldwide. Afro's best-known songs promote peace among Ethiopians of every ethnic and religious stripe. Remember that Bob Marley classic, One Love? Let's get together and feel all right. Kind of like that, but with an Ethiopian stank on it. Here's Afro's song Abogida, which means the ABCD of love. And then there's the song Girma Weneto, which is a valentine to the Emperor Haile Selassie. Despite Selassie's many failings, the song celebrates him as a father of Africa. Girma Weneto means Your Majesty. The song that seems to resonate most with Afro's fans is about forgiveness. It's called Ja Yastaserial, which translates to God redeems, and it encourages Ethiopians to forgive those who have done them wrong. As reggae pop themes go, this is familiar lovey-dovey stuff, right? Teddy Afro's repertoire seems a far cry from get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. But when Lekun hears an Afro song, he says he feels like doing just that.
For me, Teddy is our generation, and he's singing about the current situation in Ethiopia. So that's why he's touching a lot inside of us.
Lekun and his friend Dahale have political asylum in neighboring Kenya. They prefer that their family names not be used in this story. That's because in 2001, they participated in nationwide student demonstrations in Ethiopia. And in the government crackdown that followed, they and more than 3,000 students were arrested. The authorities photographed and fingerprinted everyone, then recorded the names and addresses of their families. Dahale says that even here, in this spare one-room apartment in Nairobi, they are afraid of Ethiopia's security forces.
Even at this moment, we are not secure. Many Ethiopians kidnapped and disappeared. So it is risky.
Back home, Teddy Afro's fans call him Ethiopia's Bob Marley. But he may have more in common with Madonna, equal parts entertainer, gadfly, and marketing whiz. He sometimes writes provocative lyrics to fit the headlines. Afro wrote new words to that song about forgiveness as many of the nation's political opposition were in prison. Ethiopia's opposition parties had won major victories in the nation's 2005 elections, but hundreds of leaders were then jailed in a government crackdown. Newspaper editor Tamarat Tegera says Ja Yastaserial became a rallying cry of dissent.
If you objectively listen to the music, it's both critical to the opposition and the government. But the general public listen to it as a critic of the government. And they embraced Teddy in a manner that has never been seen. You know, Teddy now became a social voice. But he underestimated how seriously the government will take him.
At present, Teddy Afro is unavailable for comment. He's been in jail for well more than a year on charges related to the death of a 25-year-old homeless man who was struck by a car. The government refuses comment on the case, saying it's a legal matter. But many here sense keen government interest. Again, Tamarat Tagara.
So when the car accident happened, it was first published on a newspaper that is very much affiliated with the government. And everyone in town said, they got him. They got him. They just got him in the box.
On a recent weekday morning outside the Supreme Court in Addis Ababa, things are looking pretty dreary. It won't stop raining. Teddy Afro has been sitting in a soggy-bottomed white van for more than an hour, awaiting his latest court appearance. But Afro's lawyer reports some favorable news. With time off for good behavior, Afro may be free as early as next month. But free may be too strong a word. Negasso Gedada is a former leader of Ethiopia's current regime who is now in the opposition. He says that once the government sees you as an enemy,
it doesn't let you die. It doesn't let you live. Either it imprisons you or you will be put in different kinds of problems so that you have a hard life in you. This is how it punishes. It doesn't kill, but kills you in another way.
Whether Afro can or will continue his career in Ethiopia remains a question. Recent laws in the country have further restricted free speech, and human rights groups contend that the government could easily use the nation's new anti-terrorism law to move against its critics. A top government leader has strongly denied that claim, but nearly everyone here is uneasy about Teddy, about the future, about the price of saying too much. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Addis Ababa.